I hope I did mention that Sister Kathy did say that she really appreciates all the prayers and thoughts, and she just thanks, and she says she loves this church and loves the people of God. Amen. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1, beginning verse 3. Amen. Praise God. Speaking all these verses, most of them tonight will be out of the New International Version. But just follow along if you have a different version. Verse 3 says, I thank God who I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been remembered now your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives also in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did give us the spirit, did not give us the spirit of timidity, but of spirit of power and of love, and and of love and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was anointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of the sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who lives in us. Praise God. We need to fan the flames of the Holy Ghost in everyone's life tonight. Amen. I need to keep that fire burning tonight. Amen. You may have a burning flame in your life. That's great. Reach over and ignite the person next to you. Amen. And if your flame isn't been burning very hot, just get your fan out tonight and start blowing on that ember. Amen. And get that flame a burning. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to catch us on fire tonight. Amen. I think we need to get some flames blowing here. Amen. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight to touch us. Hallelujah. Look next to us here. Amen. We got a whole half of church that needs to be filled.
That's right.
Amen. And the only ones that's going to be able to do that is you.
That's right.
And you ain't going to be able to do that if you ain't got no fire burning.
Right.
Amen. Because the fire's what gets us excited. Amen. If you're cold and just relaxed in the church, you don't care a hoot about anybody else going to hell. Amen? But if you're on fire, you're on fire for God, you're hungry for souls. You're hungry for God's heartbeat. Amen? Because our God is a consuming fire. Last time I knew, He lives within us. Amen? There ought to be a fire burning in each and every one of us tonight. Amen? So we need to fan the flames of revival in our spirits tonight. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, touch and move us tonight, Lord. Let there be a hunger in us tonight, Lord Jesus, for apostolic, hallelujah, Holy Ghost fire burning inside of us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Come on, people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're a good God. You're a good God. Oh, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated. When the Lord established His church, He intended that every member of the body should serve in some capacity. Amen? He didn't design you to just sit here like a bump on a log and not be moved. Can anybody say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. God has a purpose for you. God has something He needs you to be doing. There is no retirement in God's kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants us to steadily stay living for Him and working for Him. Hallelujah. Some do not serve because their commitment in Jesus and His church is half-hearted. They attend church occasionally, but their interests are still in the world. They got a hunger to be a part of the world, what the world has to offer. Amen. So church is not very important to me, and I'll get there when I can. I'll get to God's house when I can. And so we casually come in when we do come. Just casually, not expecting anything out of the ordinary to happen because it's just church as usual. Amen. We need to come into God's house with an expectancy of God. He can do anything in this place tonight. God can show up here and do a miracle tonight. And an expecting person has something burning in them. Amen. Hallelujah. You can tell when there's somebody expecting. Yeah. Hannah, just here recently, she was expecting. She wasn't able to sit still. Something was moving in her. Something was ready to come about. Amen. There ought to be a moving in the church. Amen. An expecting of God's presence. When we come into the house of God, I want the presence of God to do miracles in my life. You know, I haven't graced what we have in God, what we can gain in God. There's so much of God that we can get to. Amen. But we've got to have such an expectancy when we come into His presence. That moves the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That gets God's attention when the people of God are so hungry to see something happen. Amen. We can't sit still. The preacher has to say, come on now, stop worshiping God right now so we can teach the Word of God here tonight. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, an expectancy when you have to calm the people down so that you can teach the Word of God. Amen. Because their worship to God is such a hunger and a desire for the presence of God to move in our midst. Hallelujah. We need that desire in our lives. Some, for others, commitment at the level of servant would be an inconvenience. Some tried serving, but because they lacked tenacity, they quit. Still others quit because they had no root. Matthew 13, 5 through 6, it says, some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Amen. We have to be rooted in the church. Amen. The body of Christ. And yet others burned out because they were doing too many things. Busybodies. Into everybody's business and wanting to do everything and doing all kinds of stuff. And they get burned out because of lack of rest. We need rest, you know. Amen. Jesus talked about the Sabbath to keep it holy. Amen. That means rest. Take a day and rest. Amen. Matthew 13:7 says, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Some quit serving because they were serving with the wrong motives. They were looking for commendations from the people, not from God. Amen. We must keep the flame burning. Amen. No matter what you get involved in, you need a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. That needs to be most important in your life. Hallelujah. Your walk with God. Is my fire burning? Is my love for Jesus Christ on fire? Hallelujah. We must keep that flame burning. Our text indicates that Paul's concern was for Timothy to keep the flame burning. Keep that Holy Ghost where I laid my hands on you, that flame I know that is in you. Amen. Keep it burning, son. It's important. Brother Donnie, you do me a favor. Grab those two controls and walk to each one of these till that thing shut off. I am burning. I am on fire right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. As Paul, chained in a Roman dungeon, awaiting execution, he wrote this final letter to encourage Timothy to keep running the race in spite of the difficulties and opposition. Don't get discouraged just because something comes up in your life and just things don't work out the way you thought they ought to work out. Don't let that put the brakes on in your life just because of circumstances didn't work out in your favor. Keep on doing the work of the kingdom of God. Paul's words should convict you if you are tempted to draw back from activity serving in the work of God. Amen. Be involved. Be involved in the house of God. If you have taken a break on the sidelines, I urge you to get back into the race. Amen. Hallelujah. Break time's over. Hallelujah. Come on, get into the battlefield. Amen. Get back into the fire. Hallelujah. You really want the fire tonight? Does anybody want the fire tonight? Paul approached Timothy with an assumption. There had been a fire there before. Maybe he noticed some discouragement in Timothy in his letters back and forth. And he noticed that his fire was growing dimmer and dimmer. And he loved him and he cared for him. And so he said, come on, Timothy. I know the fire's in you. Keep it burning. Keep it burning. Hallelujah. That's why I encourage us to worship the Lord. Get out of our seats and run the aisles and worship the Lord and let the presence of God ignite in us, because it does something. I can't explain it, folks. I just know what it does. Hallelujah. If you've ever been to camp meeting, hallelujah, it's because there's people there that are expecting. That's why the power of God comes down in camp meetings, because a whole group of people come together with great expectations of God's outpouring. Amen. There's a hunger for the Holy Ghost to move, and they don't just sit there. They just don't come in and find a comfortable spot. They're worshiping, they're praising, they're running the aisles, they're jumping and shouting and glorifying God. And God shows up and does what they're expecting. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. I'm believing God that a fire's going to blow up in this place. Amen. I'm wanting to fan the flame tonight. I know it's in you. I know the Holy Ghost is in you. I know the power of God's in you. Hallelujah. But something's got to get the fire burning. Something's got to get the flame just increasingly burning in your life. Hallelujah. We got to keep burning for Jesus Christ. He had a call to remembrance. He said, Paul referred to Timothy as his dearly beloved son. With a pastor's heart, Paul looked upon Timothy as a father would look on his own son. He loved that man, cared for him, he knew God had a work for him. You are not forgotten here tonight. God loves you. 2 Timothy 1:3 says, I thank my God, which I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience as night and day, and constantly remember you in my prayers. Paul cared for the brother. Paul is committed to remembering Timothy in his prayers because of his genuine concern for him. He cared. He wanted to see God, maybe he saw the potential God had for him. Amen. He saw the potential that Timothy could have if he would just let that fire burn. Amen. Hallelujah. I see some potential here. Amen. If you would just let the fire burn in your life and get it just an inferno. Hallelujah. There's such potential in the kingdom of God tonight in this place. Amen. God can do some miraculous things with you. Amen. If you will catch on fire. So in 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. That's the Holy Ghost, folks. Fan into flame. How do you do that? How do you do that? Fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need a touch from God. Pastor, lay your hands on me. Get that fire anointing burning in me again. It's not where it needs to be. It's an ember. Amen. It's been a rough week. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to burn inside of me again. Fan the flame. Repentance is a cure for burnout. Amen. Repentance. Amen. I just need God to forgive me. I just need God to turn me around. I just need God to do something in my life. Amen. Ask for forgiveness for a loss of focus on your original call. Somebody ever, God ever called you to do anything? Amen. Ask God. God, reignite that fire. Lord Jesus, reignite that thing that you once called me to, God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Amen. God give you power tonight. Amen. Go after it. Amen. Act like it. You've got it. Act like God's burning. Amen. The fire of the Holy Ghost is moving in you. Praise God. That means get excited about the fire that's burning inside of you. Amen. Praise God. Get excited about the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost inside of us. What is God going to do in this place tonight? Imagine if we all came in here with that kind of attitude. Oh, what is God going to do in here tonight? What is God, how's God going to minister to Sister So-and-so? What's God going to do to Brother Stephen? Amen. What's God going to do in this place tonight? Amen. I know he's going to do something. Oh, there's something burning in me tonight. I just can't stand still. Hey, God is here. He wants to touch us. He wants to move in us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. He wants to move you. He wants to bless you. Amen. He wants to move us tonight. Hallelujah. Whew. Oh, there's something about the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know it. You know that power. You know that anointing, amen. There's something about the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't explain it. We can't explain it. But when it's on fire, amen, when it's burning inside of you, amen, it gets on to others. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. Has anybody ever told anybody in the last week about the gospel of Jesus Christ? You called somebody up, you talked to somebody and told them, hey, God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you'll just repent of your sins, you'll go down in the water in the name of Jesus. Your sins can be remitted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gospel. Luke 9:26 says, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father of the holy angels. You have no need to be ashamed of the doctrine that we preach. Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the new birth experience. Amen. We've got the greatest thing going. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is for everyone. Isaiah 35:8 says, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about in it, on it. Hallelujah. I wish somebody's soul would Catch on fire. Come on, fan your flame tonight. Fan your flame tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, burn in me. Oh, ignite me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, the old timers didn't have to be begged to pray. Hallelujah. They didn't have to be begged to worship God. They didn't have to be begged and pleaded with to get on their faces before God and cry out to God with all that's within them. Hallelujah. It takes a prayer. It takes a desire. It takes a hunger for God. It takes something inside of us that says, I can't go on anymore until this flame gets excited inside of me and burns inside of me. The Holy Ghost gets a burning in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Timothy was not ashamed of either the message or the messenger. Paul's crime was not against the kingdom of Rome, but against the kingdom of darkness. Not against Nero, but against Satan. Hallelujah. We need to get a hunger, hallelujah, for truth. Amen. And get a hatred for the devil. And for his work. Hallelujah. Get a hatred for sin. Amen. Get a desire for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Burning inside of us. We need to be a partaker. 2 Timothy 1. Verse 8. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord. Or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own power and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel will light your world. Amen. It will light the darkness around you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want God's presence to move in us. Hallelujah. So that the world will see the light that's burning in us. Amen. Get that candle out from underneath that bushel. Amen. Get the accelerant out. Amen. Get the accelerant out and douse it all over you. Let the Holy Ghost ignite you. Praise God. There would be no need for a preacher to preach these things if we were all just, you know, just good the way we were. Just church as usual. Coming, putting in our 30 minutes, half an hour, whatever we do. Same old, same old. Are you happy with that? Not me. I want more of God. I want God to move. I want his presence to be powerful among us, where we can't move because of the presence of God in the place. The power of God is falling in this place. Amen. That comes from expectancy. Amen. Hunger. Desire when we come into the presence of God. The move of God is so mightily in this place. Amen. It's because of the expectancy of the people. They come expecting God to show up and do something powerful in their own life. Hallelujah. Let's get our focus on Him. Our desire on Him. Hallelujah. How to fan the flame? Ask yourself, what are my desires and my abilities? What am I doing? What do you like to do that you are responsibly or reasonably good at doing? What are you good at? The Lord asked Moses, what is in your hand? What do you have, Moses, that I can use? What's in your hand? What are you doing that I can use? Moses had been leading sheep with that staff for 40 years. He was comfortable with his staff. He knew how to use that thing. Amen. It probably served a lot of purposes for him. God would use what Moses had in his hand to lead his people for the next 40 years. Hallelujah. God wants what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants what you got. Amen. Just give it to Him and let Him use it. Let him lead you. Let Him guide you. Let His fire get a burning in you. God will use your abilities for His work. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you have to give to God tonight? Amen. You have something that God can use to reach the lost. Hallelujah. Some sit around trying to discover their gift before they get involved in serving. Get involved. Sister Roberts, what can I do to help when we're having a get together, when we're having something? What can I do to help so that I can be a servant? Amen. Thank God the young people are going to start greeting the doorway. Amen. And smiling at people when they come in, shaking their hand and talking to people. Amen. Getting involved. What an exciting thing. Amen. And God will show you that He can use what you got. Amen. Because you're willing to give it to Him. You will discover your gifts as you are trying to do various ministries. Talked about this. God, I didn't know what God wanted me to do, but I knew God was calling me to do something. Amen. So I put myself in every little thing I could get involved in just so I could find the will of God in my life. Amen. I won't find the will of God just sitting and doing nothing. Amen. God will just pass me by to that next person that's willing to give Him their all. Thank you for all who are involved in the church and giving your life to something. Amen. But do it with all of your heart. Amen. Love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. God wants to bless us. God wants to bless each and every one of our lives. Titus 1:5 says, the reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders to every town as I directed you. Appointment is often the result of recognition of the gift within an individual. Paul told Titus to find those servants who had the ability to lead and appoint them. If you are involved in serving, those in position to appoint you will recognize your gifts and your calling will be fulfilled. Amen. God, like we talked the other night about Sister Shannon, God showed me, amen, that there was some faithfulness and things that this job needed. And I was able to ask her to lead in this position. Amen. Thank God that God puts in our hearts. He gives us, He shows us the ones that are putting their hand to the wheel. And God is on their life. And the power of God is you're allowing God to mold you and shape you so that He can use you for the kingdom of God. We need to be faithful. Faithful in our lives, in everything we do. There is an effectiveness when we give our all to God. Do you see the results when you perform a certain kind of ministry? We just need to do something, and God will bless us, and He'll elevate us. He will bring us to greater things. Amen. You may think, well, I'm just a Sunday school teacher. Amen. There's no such thing as just a Sunday school teacher. Amen. I don't care how little them little kids are. You're putting the Word of God into their life that will forever change their whole entire existence on this planet. Amen. Hallelujah. There is nothing too small that you do for God that God doesn't take notice of. Amen. God sees what you're doing. Just do something for Him. Amen. Be involved. Get involved in the kingdom. Now, I used to like the one preacher on the radio, television, I just remember hearing saying, don't just sit there. Do something. I love that. Don't just sit there. Do something. Do something in the kingdom. Do something in the church. When we're worshiping, don't just sit there. Do something. Clap your hands. Wiggle your toes. Amen. Wiggle your ears. Do something. Run every now and again. Dance. We got scripture. Praise God. That's good. Get out. Just move in the aisles. Walk around. What are you doing? You're fanning the flame of revival. Why do you keep on this, Pastor Matt? Why do you keep pushing us to get out of our comfort zones? Because I want a fire burning in here. Hallelujah. I want God's presence to burn in this place. Amen. When people walk in here, they feel the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't want just tradition of coming and having the same old every time. Telling you, God moves in that atmosphere. God's presence. Something happens when we shout. You ever been at a conference and the preachers, the things are happening, and he just gets us all to a point and he says, I want, at the count of three, I want us to shout Jesus with everything that's within us. It seems so unnatural to do that. It just seems so, Jesus! But something happens in the atmosphere when God's people obey Him and shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Something moves in the spirit. Something moves in the atmosphere when we get beyond our comfort, when we get beyond what we think is the norm, and we let God, we exalt Him. We exalt His name. We exalt Him. We cry unto Him. We believe God for great things. Hallelujah. Fan your flame tonight. Let God's presence burn in this place tonight. Let His anointing move you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. If you want to pray, go right ahead. Amen. I'm not going to pump you up. I'm not going to make you do what you don't want to do. Amen. If you want to get God's presence burning in this place, the altar's open. If you don't, you can leave. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight, but I want God's presence in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.